ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Well, most of us know that Edmund Barton was Australia's first Prime Minister, but can you name the next seven who followed him? Well, if you're like me, you might have struggled. The Museum of Australian Democracy at Old Parliament House is about to launch a new exhibition by artist Alison Alder called 1-8. The artworks are a new take on the portraits of our first political leaders, and the exhibition opens today. Alison joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What gave you the inspiration to reinterpret our first Prime Ministers?
Well, I guess I've always been interested in politics, and I realised that I really don't know anything about our political history, who our first Prime Ministers were, and I was fortunate enough to get a fellowship at the Australian Prime Minister's Centre, which is at the Museum of Australian Democracy. So I started looking at our first Prime Ministers and I was pretty amazed. It was actually far more interesting than I had ever imagined.
What really struck you about our Prime Ministers, in particular those first handful?
Well, I guess that it was pretty much a struggle to get federation happening and people worked very hard, and the conditions that those first parliamentarians were working under were pretty difficult, I have to say. Also, I think the similarities between to our current political situation is remarkable in the fluidity of how the Prime Ministers were changing backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. It's really interesting.
So you're referring there to Alfred Deakin and Andrew Fisher, I suspect.
Yeah, that's right.
Who were each Prime Minister
three times. That's right.
Did you know that before going into this?
I had no idea.
So did you do the Google search like I did this morning?
Well, I did a lot of reading and I was able to access the amazing brain power of people at the Museum of Australian Democracy. And some of the Prime Ministers, not a lot has been written about. So Chris Watson, for example, he's a bit of an unknown character. He's number three. He was only in power as Prime Minister for 4 months. But he was also, and still holds the record as the youngest Prime Minister in Australia. And also he was the first Labor Prime Minister, I think, in the world.
Yeah,
so
right.
He was pretty interesting. But he was also a parliamentarian for a long time. It's just that his tenure as the PM was pretty short.
You mentioned a moment ago, Alison, about the fluidity of politics then, perhaps been comparable to now.
Yeah, well, parties were forming, parties were dissipating, people were changing allegiances.
Is that perhaps what you're seeing now?
So there was quite a lot going on, I think. You know, Billy Hughes, for example, he sort of swapped his colours for three times
Ran his own race, didn't
he? Yeah, and same with Prime Minister Cook. He sort of started off as a trade unionist, then he was a Labor man, and then he went Conservative. So, yeah, there was quite a lot of changes going on.
Now, just to anyone who's not aware, I'll just name the first eight Prime Ministers. Edmund Barton was obviously our first from 1901 to 1903. Alfred Deakin from 03 to 04. Then Chris Watson, as you mentioned, for 4 months. Then it was George Reid. Then back to Alfred Deakin for 05 to 08. Then Andrew Fisher from 08 to 09. Back to Deakin, 9 to 10. Then it was back to Fisher, 10 to 13, Joseph Cook, 13 to 14, back to Andrew Fisher, 14 to 15. And then we had Hughes, who was then arguably the longest serving then for quite some time.
Yeah. And then finally Bruce.
And Bruce, of course. Yes. And those last two were there for many years, more than the others had been before them.
That's right. Yeah.
So was it just the changing shape of Australia being formed and developed that saw that fluidity?
Well, I think there was a lot, certainly there was a lot happening, and a lot of legislation was passed, which we sort of take for granted now, that I guess set the tenor of our society in a way. So Deakin and Fisher in particular passed a lot of legislation, like old age pension, Workers' Compensation Act. There's just so many that we just sort of think are ordinary.
Become legacy
now. Yeah, yeah. That is part of our social legacy in a way.
Now, Alison Alder, you're an artist. How did you capture this history, this legacy into art?
Well, it was quite tricky, I have to say, and I made quite a few duds. But in the end, I realised that I couldn't sort of take a partisan approach because obviously the times were different and everybody, in my opinion, sort of did good things and bad things. So I wanted to look more at the men themselves rather than them as parliamentarians mm-hmm. and whether I sort of liked them or not.
Were there any that you didn't like?
Joseph Cook was a bit of a sourpuss, I think.
He was Why do you say that?
Well, he was described as a very dour Methodist and was apparently quite humorous and irascible. And nobody seemed to speak too kindly about him, poor thing. But Billy Hughes was quite a maverick. And in fact, when I was at, this is quite a good anecdote, that these some people still relate to these politicians. So I was at New Parliament House looking at their portraits on the wall there, and I was talking to the curator and this young woman who's an intern, and we were standing alongside Hughes's portrait and just discussing that. And then two elderly women, one of whom was pushing the other one in a wheelchair, came barreling up to me and nearly kneecapped me and called him a rat.
Oh,
so
heavens.
Those that legacy of the sort of fight of with Hughes over conscription and also the sort of Catholic versus Protestant.
Still abounds.
Still there. Yeah.
So we can check out these paintings, your exhibition at Old Parliament House, the Australian Museum of Democracy.
Yes. And I should also just let you know that I haven't forgotten their wives.
No?
So I've made a beautiful wallpaper that sits behind the men. The men are hanging on a wallpaper of their wives.
Perhaps the wallpaper that's supporting the portraits.
That's right. You got it.
I love the synergy there.
Yeah.
Alison, thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate chatting.
And
looking forward to checking out your exhibition.
Thanks so much.
That was Alison Alder, an artist who's created a collection, 1 to 8, at the Museum of Australian Democracy at Old Parliament House, which maps some of those prime ministers that we may not remember, may not speak about, the first 8